Tell me about this discovery, this non-disclosure. Why 2063? What's going on then?
Well, this is an interesting one. During the 1980s, some very extensive and quite expensive, actually, archaeological work was conducted in a forest up in the north part here called the Waipoua Forest. And information was found that could rewrite history overnight for this part of the world. It actually included evidence of a past Celtic presence in New Zealand, going back probably 4,000 years. Now, New Zealand is comparatively a young country in the ways of education. The Maoris came here about 1,000 years ago, and it stated that, they claimed that there was no one here before them except one small tribe. But this new information incorporated remains indicating measurements used in Egypt and Indo-European nations and astronomically aligned structures which are similar to those in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, the New Zealand government, when they heard about this, produced an official document which clearly showed an intention to withhold this information from the public for a period of about 75 years. And they coerced the discoverer to put his signature on it. And neither the general public nor bona fide research workers were permitted to view the results of this expedition until the year 2063. It was deemed top secret. Now, a researcher friend of mine leaked to the public what had happened, and a lot of people began writing in to the National Archives asking for an explanation. Why was this embargo put in place? Was it legal? In fact, members of Parliament were forced to release an information package after the Official Secrets Act was cracked. So among the people that complained that they had no success in searching and accessing the report was another friend of mine. He's a curator of a museum in New Zealand. His name is Noel Hilliam. And he was threatened. He was told that he must keep out of the area because it was a threat to national security. Now, here in New Zealand, there is a land ownership case being fought between certain Maori people and certain Pākehā, the European, saying that they were the first people in New Zealand, therefore the land is theirs and they have certain rights. And that's not so much a racial thing as a land claim.
A possession thing, yeah. A
possession thing, that's right. And the head of the Te Rauoa Archaeological Advisory Committee, who was a Maori, was heard to exclaim, "That's 1,000 years before we got here." And it caused quite a stir among his own people. Now, Gary Cook, who lives up this way, tried without success to get a copy of the archaeological report. And he went to a man that was usually appointed by the government to access grievances from the public. They call them they call them an ombudsman here.
Ombudsman, yes.
Yeah, right. And so the ban was removed, but even after the ban was removed, another man that lives up this way, Dennis Welch, a journalist for the New Zealand Listener magazine, which is a radio guide, he was politely told that he could not have resort to filming the old photographs even. Noel Hilliam, the curator of the museum, was warned to keep out of the area or his life would be in danger. So I guess there's certainly something going on here that you'd think would not be in this part of the world, so far away from the United States, because most of the action usually happens in the Northern Hemisphere. But the cover-ups are going on down here too.